chest motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What's up, Revolt? How many of y'all watch The Breakfast Club on Revolt every morning? Or maybe you listen to us on iHeart. Well, first of all, I'm honored to be here because Nori is my brother, DJ EFN. I think I've done a lot of provocative interviews, but for some reason, everybody cares the most about Drink Champs. So I'm honored to be here today. Now, we got some very special guests. Can y'all hear me okay? Oh, you need me up here? All right, so we're going to have a good time. Everybody got a drink in their hand? Because you guys are part... You said no. Because you guys are participating, too. This is the Drink Champs podcast. So y'all got to be Drink Champs with us and be enthusiastic. Now, Drink Champs has had many special guests on, including LL Cool J, Wyclef. Of course, Diddy's been on there. I've been on there, DJ Envy, Charlamagne, the whole Breakfast Club. So let me bring to the stage DJ EFN. We don't get no theme music? Okay.
I ain't got no theme. Where's that music? Where's the Rocky music at?
And Nori!
Hey, make some noise!
Make some noise for Nori!
Tall-ass mics.
You gotta relax.
You guys don't relax, okay? You're a little too
No, there's
relaxed.
No relaxing today.
Yep. I don't want here. I don't like that. I feel the energy here. I'm over here.
All right, you got it.
I feel the energy.
All right, we got to feel the energy.
I hope there's no children here. This is not a children-friendly show.
Yeah.
I don't know if Revolt Music Conference is a children-friendly event.
I don't know. I saw like 2-year-olds walking around earlier with badges and shit.
Where's my marijuana?
They say they artist.
You see, I got a bogey, baby. We gonna do it. Are we gonna set it off how we set it off, E?
Let's do it. Let's go.
Hang, hang, sangria, hope it's savvy. It's your boy, N.R.E.
What up? It's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Champs, motherfucker. Happy hour. Make some noise.
Yeah. Ba, 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 ba. I don't got the joint, though.
We don't got the joint. Right now, tonight, we're doing a live event. We got our good friend, Angela Yee, Woo. Joining
Thank
us.
Thank you, Angela.
As a co-host, because they always say it's not enough females on the show.
I was the first woman on Drink Champs.
You was the first
woman. You were.
And we also got a good friend of our T.K. Kirkland. Who raised you? Come out,
who
T.K.
Who raised you?
What's going on?
Nah, make some more noise for TK, goddammit.
Come on, y'all.
Come on, TK. Sit down. Go over there. Because okay. You don't. Listen. Oh, yeah. Take a bottle, goddammit. Take the line. Yo. Yeah, give him a bottle. I hope you're of age.
Shout out to Ciroc. Ciroc in the building.
Yeah, you look nice, honey.
And make sure you share that bottle. That's not just for you. Don't be selfish.
Do not take that to the head.
So, TK, let me ask you, TK.
Testing one, too.
What has been your experience in Drink Champs?
Yo, it's been an awesome experience. Excuse me, fellas. Y'all, watch this. Hey, fellas, y'all calm down.
Yeah, you can rank on them.
Grow the
fuck
up.
You can rank on them, TK.
We got men in here.
Yeah.
Listen, the last time I was here, these brothers gave me a $5,000 bottle of champagne. The
and
only
we
one
signed
got
it for you.
So I got
Who raised you shirts? God damn it.
Yo, here you go, fam. Everybody got a Who Raised You.
Everybody got a Who Raised You. And your shit just went number 10, right?
Who raised you?
Yeah,
we got something else for you.
Okay. TK, you always bring gifts, nigga.
I was raised right.
I can tell you used to steal before. People who give gifts, they used to steal back in the day. So they got to make things up, you know what I mean?
There you go,
Andy. Yeah, so, yo, NTK, every time he comes to the Breakfast Club, he brings y'all gifts too, right?
That's right.
I get flowers.
She gets flowers.
Yeah, you get flowers.
She gets flowers.
That's crazy.
We gotta show this.
Yo,
so make sure you get your
flowers.
Who Raised Your T-shirts later. Make sure you download it on iTunes, the number 10.
His merch is on
comedy
point
album
right now.
In the country. I'm truly proud of it. Thank you guys so much. Yeah.
Yo, so listen. This is what we're doing. I don't know if y'all know, but Revolt is a black owned television show. You can make some noise for that, goddammit. And the thing about it is, it's about time hip-hop starts controlling hip-hop. And so we came up with this show called Drink Champs, where we actually just get our artists just drunk. We support them. We salute them. I don't know why I'm hearing Mr. Lee out of everybody. All these people in the crowd, I hear Mr. Lee.
And it's in Spanish.
And it's,
Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee is Spanish. He texts in reggaeton. Like, when he texts you, it's reggaeton.
Right.
Yeah, we use subtitles every time he talks.
Let me get the blunt. So we got who we got coming up?
T.I.
Okay. We got Grand Hustle, Hustle Gang, King T.I. I'm so proud of him, what he doing with the Houston, with Houston's, because they ain't let some black people in, and he was out there marching. I got to respect this guy. Let's big up the King, T.I.
Yeah, let's give it up for T.I.
Thank you for coming back.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for coming here. You guys, have a seat over there, brother.
How you doing?
Okay,
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Here you go, young man.
Okay. Right. Okay, he got the gang with him.
Yeah.
Now, this is...
What's handy, y'all?
Hustle gang.
What's going on? Sit down. Get around. Come on. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Now, these are all new
artists.
Welcome back to the show. All new artists. What's going on, boss? Welcome back. Yeah, these are all new artists, T.I.
Show some respect.
How you doing, fam?
Love you for life, dog.
Yes, sir.
These are all new artists, T.I.?
Yeah, these artists are, you know, mostly new. We have some that have...
I see they iced up already.
Huh?
I see they icy out already.
They're ahead of the game already.
You know, I mean, they have hustled their way to a certain position, you know
right.
what I'm saying? You know, which would allow them to have certain perks.
Right. Now,
but the work come with it.
Yo, now, recently, you've been doing a lot of black
activism.
Like,
he's activating the activism.
I love what you did, because what happened to Houston's exactly, and you led, like...
Well, it wasn't no one thing that happened, man. That's the thing.
A lot of things going on.
That's the thing. You can't have just one thing to happen. They got chairs or something.
Yeah. Come on, sit down. We hood as hell.
I'm not gonna lie. We got like one chair. Drink chairs.
Yeah. We foul over
here. I thought it would be better here, but it's the same.
Yeah.
So it isn't just one thing that happened. You know, it's a series of incidents. You know what I'm saying? Houston's and Hillstone's Corporation, man, have proved that they have a culture of discrimination. And I've heard from different people at different times, at different locations, about different levels of discrimination. Even people like Rick Ross.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. He experienced Waka Flocka Mama, Miss Deb. My old lady, Tamika. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they have this loose, broad-based policy of things that they choose to enforce when they dealing with us. You know what I mean? But right. Like, for instance, let's just say no hats. If it's no hats,
okay.
But I go in there and I see other people that don't look like me with hats on, just turn somebody who did look like me away for a hat. You know what I'm saying? That's systemic discrimination.
Right. Let's make some noise for T.I. standing up for us, God damn it. So now, how's it work? Let's start with you. You start with the ladies first. Give me your mic for a second.
Yes, sir.
So, how is it working with a legend like T.I.?
I mean, it's a competition.
Ooh.
Like,
oh, you trying to take him out? You get on the track with him, be burning him down.
You got to.
Okay. And you enjoy that? You enjoy being in competition?
Yeah, I enjoy it because I do it well.
Okay. And were you from Atlanta?
No. You disrespect me.
Where you from? I'm sorry.
I'm from Florida. I'm from Duval.
Oh, shit. Duval. Okay.
Part of Florida? What part?
Duval.
I'm from Duval.
Okay. Duval.
You got to say Duval, not Duval.
Yeah. I'm from New York. I'm so sorry. So how about you, brothers? How about you, brothers, working with T.I.?
Yeah, it's your boy Trans Lee, man. We in the building. Alabama is in the building. We made
Alabama.
It, baby. But it's an honor, man. Whenever you get to work with the king, man, you know, you really want to go in there and, like, do your best. And this man is the greatest at what he do, so he make everybody else be the greatest at what they do. You know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing, man. It's a blessing to stand in front of y'all today. So Hustle Gang, we want smokers out right now, man. So let's get it.
That's right. Y'all smoking marijuana or y'all good?
Yeah. We want all the smoke.
Every kind of smoke. Not just marijuana smoke. We want all the smoke.
Okay.
All that.
We want broke stove smoke. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
All right,
fireplace smoke. We want busted manifold, cracked exhaust smoke. We want train smoke. We want all the smoke, man. We want the burnt weave smoke. We want all of it. You know when the girl, man, when they been burnt their weave, got it caught in the hot curl. Yeah, we want that smoke too. Bring it on. We want that too. Bring it.
T.I., quick question I want to share with you. What I like about what the South is doing is how y'all always put people on. It's like no hating. You're always showing success for other artists. And can you explain the success of that on what gives y'all the motivation to keep putting people on? Because everybody needs to understand that once you get to a certain level, you got to give back and put other people on to just build an empire.
Well, I mean, I do agree that, you know, you only going to be remembered for the amount of opportunities you created for other people, you know what I'm saying? More so than you all remember for the amount of opportunities that you created for yourself.
Right.
I think that's anywhere, not just the South, but
that's
it's
right.
just that we have so much talent around us, people that like, it just, it flows through us. Like, you can't be in Atlanta and not meet somebody who dope.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if we meet somebody who dope and we have a platform or a connect where
right.
we can introduce this someone who we know that's dope to someone who can, you know, help create opportunities and expand their horizons and let them cultivate their talent.
Right. I just think it's a blessing. So I just want to give, you know, heads up to
and
you.
And Atlanta
that,
seems
right?
to have always been that way, and it's been a great example for everybody else around the country
right
in terms
on.
Of the industry. You know?
Right. I totally agree.
Does yeah. this mean there's a Hustle Gang compilation album?
It does. It's already out. It's called We Won't Smoke. It came out yesterday.
And it's still yeah. Grand Hustle.
It's still Grand Hustle, you know what I'm saying? Hustle Gang is...
Hustle Gang, Grand Hustle.
Hustle Gang, Grand Hustle is one and the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about, man. Yo.
I said I had to pull my own joint. How did
oh, no, no, no. We were scared because last time, we didn't know. Listen,
I just
man,
didn't want what you were serving. I didn't want you drink that.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm
yeah, let's
I
come
think
on.
Y'all have...
Come on, that's what I'm talking about, T.I.
Yeah, man.
We're taking shots. We can do whatever, man. We can do whatever, man. We support our artists over here, baby. So you just was on a panel, Hip Hop versus Donald Trump. You was just on that panel.
Yeah, we was just on that panel.
That
just
like
now. By the way, man, Puff and French,
right.
damn French Vanilla Ciroc is a problem. This is
oh,
dangerous.
We got French Vanilla be blowing up.
Yeah,
got,
man.
They sent us that.
This
they knew T.I. was coming, so they sent
dangerous.
French Vanilla. They trying to show off.
You know what I'm saying? You haven't... If you ain't had none, man, you should
what's
definitely
that?
Get something.
Now, where's Tokyo Jets? I got to ask you, what's the male groupies like for you?
What's
the male groupies like for you? You got any good stories for us?
I have like stalkers.
Oh shit.
we went on a Hustle Gang tour and this guy just kept telling me he was in love with me. Then he started posting pictures of me that I've never seen. So he was like at 6 or 7 of our shows and I never seen him. He never
right
spoke. he here somewhere.
Yeah, he
I see you.
They all right there. It's all of them.
They don't be scared because of all the guys around?
Nah, they protect me.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, how about y'all? Y'all smashing groupies yet?
We don't play no game by tote, man. We don't play no game.
I'm going to come clean for real.
She doing all right, partner. It's okay. She's straight.
I don't mean to be offensive, but
thank
I'm scared. You know
you
what I'm
scared?
Saying?
Yeah.
We good.
It's a rough world out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm just work. I don't know what's going on.
That's how we respond.
It's a rough world out there, man. Be careful, man. Be careful, man. Word up.
Hey, man, but you know what, man? Yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing I can say about everybody up here on this stage, man, they all dope in different ways. You dig
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing about Hustle Gang, man. What I always envisioned was like an institution of culture, not just like a record label.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
you can come here, man, whatever it is that you have it in your eyes or in your heart or in your mind to do, whether it's fashion, whether
right.
it's film, whether
right.
it's television,
right.
you know, whether it's technology, whatever
right.
it is, you can come here and we're going to find a way to do it, even real estate,
mm. right.
you know, whatever it is in your mind and your heart that you would like to do, you know, we want to create a platform and a connection for it.
Now, another artist that you worked with, right now still, Trey the Truth. Like, I'm so...
Bro, VP, he vice president.
He vice president, but I'm so honored to know him, to be involved. Yeah, make some noise for Trey the Truth.
Make some noise, man.
Yo, because...
Down in
six, ABN.
Because, like immediately when I seen the disaster strike, he was immediately on the front line.
With no hesitation.
It wasn't like nobody called him, like...
He
I mean,
was on boats and shit. Yeah. He was rescuing people.
He jumped in head first.
And
been in it ever since.
Yeah. You knew that about him prior to this?
Yeah, absolutely.
You knew that was he had a heart
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Free BG.
Okay, free BG. All right. All right. Then you want another bottle, nigga? You gotta relax. it's all good, man. Yo.
Now this is the Revolt Music Conference, so I know there's a lot of aspiring artists out there. What
yep.
makes somebody stand out enough for you to say, okay, I want
good
them
question.
To be
good
part
question.
Of the game?
I mean, it's
like give me
vision.
Some examples of some of the artists up here, how they stood out to you.
I mean, it's vision. It's vision. I can go from how I saw Tokyo Jets freestyling in her car on Instagram, and that's where it created, you know, our relationship, to when I saw Rah-Rah, you know what I'm saying, kicking his flay. When I found out he was a producer as well as a rapper, and we all just, you know, we all just gel so well together, man. London J, Young Boo, Translee. I mean, it's a lot of us because we all do so many things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that if you listen to the album, it's going to be real hard to not find something that you relate to or that you gravitate to. You know?
Did we introduce everybody on stage?
Yeah.
We need to do
that. Let's go ahead and make sure that they introduce themselves.
Yeah.
It's Kid Leonard J, man. What's happening?
Yeah. Hey, man, it's your boy, Dope Boy Rod. You know?
The mic over there. Yeah.
Yo, what's good? This is your boy, GFM Bryce. I'm from the Bronx, New York.
Oh, everybody okay. Turn up. You're okay now. All right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, this is the boy, Young Boot, man. Stride Day.
Okay. Yo, what up, Brandon Ross of Decatur, George. Mm.
Trans Lee, straight out of Alabama. What's happening?
Mm. Yeah.
Tokyo Jets. I'm from Duval, of course.
Duval!
TK Kirk. I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey.
You ain't signed a Grand Hustle yet.
He done put himself on your record label, T.I.
Hey, but look, though.
His album coming out first.
Hey, but look, though, right? Check this out. You think this a lot, but this ain't even all of us.
Wow.
Young Dro ain't here.
Wow.
B.O.B. ain't here. Trey the Truth ain't here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome, man.
And the comedy edition, we got Duval, right. K-Dub. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Five Mics in here. Like, we
Yeah,
deep.
You a bad boy, yo.
We deep.
You a bad boy.
We won't smoke. So, anybody, you know, whatever it is you do, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is you do.
Oh, I got you.
T.I. gonna sign you. You got some shit.
We won't smoke. That nigga.
Wait, sorry, I missed that. What happened?
All right, I'm getting some notes from Revolt. First of all, shout out to Ciroc Hustle Hour for that open bar. And for all of Revolt Music Conference, you guys can answer this. What's your biggest tip to keep your hustle going?
Oh, man. You gotta be willing to put in the work, you know? You gotta not complain about how long you've been grinding before you get paid.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing. You just gotta work with your head down and be doing so much work that you don't even notice that the money started coming in yet.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You don't even notice. You gotta work so hard to the money coming in so fast you ain't got time to spend it.
Mm.
You know, and don't celebrate success so long. Take some time, thank God. You know what I'm saying? Have a good meal about it. Turn up a night and get back to it. It's time to prepare for the celebration of the success of tomorrow.
Mm.
Right.
And, you know, you just got to remain true to who you are.
Now, what's the Hustle TV gang?
What you mean?
Hustle, I heard you got Hustle TV.
Yeah. Television, film, and television.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, movies and all. Is it in particular projects that's on that right now?
Man, it's a mouthful. Let me see here.
Because didn't you do a movie with Mike Epps recently?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. On the
that's
film,
Hustle Gang?
On the film side, absolutely. On the film side, that's actually Grand Hustle Films.
Mm.
It's called The Trap. Myself, Mike Epps, Tiana Taylor. Duval, Queen Latifah.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Big budget.
K-Dub, so many people, man. And DC Young Fly.
Well.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's basically me and Mike play brothers, and we own a chicken shack. Our family own a chicken shack.
Right.
But Mike ain't doing nothing but selling weed out of it.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Our mama end up in a position where we need some money, we got to figure that.
Right.
So, you know, just seeing all us, man, that I could have did that for 10 years. If that was a TV show, we'd have did that for 10 years.
Wow.
That's the most fun I had on set ever in life.
Now, being in this game all these years, what's the motivation to keep going besides the money? Like, the money is one thing. We know the money feeds our family. But when you're in this game for as long as you've been in it, it has to be something more than money. What keeps T.I. going?
I mean, it's the passion. It's the passion of wanting to create something great and just push the culture forward, contribute to the generation, like creating opportunities and, you know, being the example. I think it got to get bigger than music at some point.
Right.
It can't just be about rapping and dropping an album because I've had so many platinum albums, so many number ones, and so many awards. Well,
floss on them, T.I.
Talk that
floss.
Shit.
It got to
talk that shit.
I'm just saying, like, you can only do that for so long until it's like, all right, come on, man. Okay, it's another album. Okay, he's going to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So in order for you to remain relevant to the culture, you got to create opportunities for the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to introduce something to the game that's bigger than you.
Right.
Based on what you're saying, though, do you think the South is obviously making its money? Do you think it got its respect that it was always trying to vibe for, in within hip hop specifically?
I mean, I think that comes with performance. You know, like if you perform at a high level, then you refuse to be ignored. You can't ignore something that is clearly dominating a field.
Right.
continuously over and over, year after year after year. Yeah. You must respect it, because you look like the fool at this point. If not, you know.
Would you want your son, Damani, to sign the Grand Hustle?
I mean, he don't, and me and him had this discussion, by the way. I gave him a chain, and he was like, I don't know, what does this mean? You know what I'm saying? And I told him, I said, man, I don't care what you do with your music, you still own a piece of it, so... Like, you were born, it's yours by right. You choose, you know, you can put your music out wherever you want to. But you still own a piece of this, so you may as well rep both.
Well, they tell them, they giving us a text telling us that the Hustle Gang got to go. I want everybody to show them some love. Hey, show the Hustle Gang some love.
Yo, my man T.I.
For life, baby. Smoke.
Yo, man.
Cheers.
And listen, man, we're going to continue to support you. This is a hip-hop format. We want to keep it hip-hop, so we want to throw that out there. And thank you for coming again.
Yeah, because
it was awkward the last time, because we just wasn't ready.
It was okay. I think it was that awkwardness that played out.
It played out.
It was very entertaining to watch.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
That worked out well for both of us.
Yes. Well, thank you very
love
much.
Love you for life, man.
Thanks so much for T.I.
Let's give it up for T.I. T.I., yo.
It's hot as hell out here. It's hot. The devil is right there. That's how hot it is. The devil just go over there chilling, smoking weed. He gotta relax. Go ahead, nigga. Huh? What we doing?
You always there for me.
I see I'm making Sean last
night. Eddie.
You always there when
I'm just here with you, baby.
Yo, my brother, always good to see you, my brother. Yeah, so right now, okay, my nigga. Right now, we're going to do something a little different for y'all. Good to meet you, my brother. We're going to do something a little different for y'all. We're going to bring an executive from Atlantic Records. All right? He signed. Oh, shit, my bad. Why you tell me then?
Wait, you trying to Debo Angela spot now?
Oh, wait, hold up. Nori, make some noise for Nori.
Yeah, I know.
Do something a little different right now.
Yeah,
we're gonna Angela's trying to make us professional.
Yeah, thank you, Angela.
You're trying to make it professional.
They always take a woman to get your ass straight.
Now we got my guy, DJ Clark Kent.
Well, where Clark Kent at?
The legendary Clark Kent.
Legendary DJ Clark Kent. We got Tuma Bassa. Where's Tuma at?
Woo!
And we got Orlando, a.k.a.
This is executive shit right now, y'all.
All right.
We got the whole clique in the building.
I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all inspiring artists, when you see an artist and you come up to an artist, this is where you fucking up. These are the motherfuckers you got to come up to. These motherfuckers right here. Listen. Who you signed? Tell them who you signed.
Fetty.
Fetty Wap. Make some noise for Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
Who else you signed?
Kodak Black.
XX. Kodak Black. You got me. Cardi B got me fucked up. Sorry. Kodak Black.
Let's get it for PNB.
PNB Rock. Listen, man. This guy got the hot hand in the industry right now. Make some noise for Orlando, my motherfucking nigga. This the legendary DJ Clark Kent. He got every pair of sneakers.
Legendary.
Every pair of sneakers everywhere. I go on his gram just to hate sometimes. You know, I just go on your gram just to be like, he's disgusting with it.
You're allowed.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Clark, you've worked with so many people. What was your favorite Legend. Session you ever had?
Favorite session?
I know it's a bigger J. I know we're going to, you're going to keep it BK, and it's a bigger J.
Don't put words in his mouth.
I'm not going to say bigger or J. I'm going to say.
Just because of that? Because you want to be petty?
When we made Closer, I'm going to be petty.
Yo, he killed that!
But the reason why is because Big and Jay, we were all making records.
Right.
But me and you never made a record.
Right.
And you did not know how to make records.
I did not know how to make a record. No, it's a fact.
But you listened.
But I listened.
And we made a great record.
I think it was like the first time I listened too. Because
probably
back then, producers would have to come and have to lay the beat. Right. Oh, I thought that was Super Thug about to play. Like, producers would have to come and play the beat, and they would usually leave. You came, made the beat, did it there, and you stayed. So yeah. I figured if this nigga stayed, and I had like 45 niggas there, he just stayed.
But that's the difference. Beat makers lay the beat and leave. Producers make the record.
Woo! Make some noise with that, goddamn it! Now we got my good.
Drop the mic.
We got my good friend.
I'm not dropping. Useless.
This is now. If you got to get on Spotify, you got to get your shit. Let me tell y'all something. Up and coming artists, up and coming execs. I haven't thought out a record legitimately.
Legitimately?
You know what I mean. Legitimately. In years, right? So we called it all the top radio guys, right? Because that's what you got to do. When you coming out of the record, you call. We not on no label, so we call ourselves. We got to cut. We got to get the bag. The first thing they said is, I said, we want to attack this record. We want to get, you know, the street teams. The first thing they said is, you got to get your Spotify right. Mm. And in case y'all don't know who this man is right here, when it come to Spotify and it come to hip hop, and they got cereal at Spotify for no reason. Like, you just walk in the Spotify office, they got cereal.
What kind of cereal?
They had everything. Shit is so fly. But this is a Tumor. Make some noise for Tumor right there. Now, Tumor, you worked from MTV, BET. How different is it?
In Revolt.
Revolt. Yeah. Big up Revolt. Definitely, always. How different is that from going from that to Spotify type of style?
It's different because of the access to, like, information that we have, like, in Spotify. We can see what people are searching for, what people are saving, what people are adding to their own playlists. We can see people are skipping records.
It's serious analytics.
Yeah, exactly,
right.
Exactly. So the other places, you had like call out research, and you could look at BDS, look at a lot, but what was happening, outside. This is happening inside, right. So it's very, very accurate. Yeah.
And instant, I would assume. Like, it's like
real time. Ask Nori. When you look at your fan insights, you can even see like how many people listen to you in that moment. It's like a stock ticker changing. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell y'all something. I went to Spotify office. It was so rich. They had beds there. You could get a massage. You could get your nails done. Roll dice and get a haircut. This shit was crazy. Like,
while eating lobster.
I said, they take care of their workers. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, Orlando, you being at Atlantic, and I seen how when you first was there, and then I seen how you are now. Like, it's you right there, like the top people.
You're getting it.
God damn it! Just make some noise. You're getting it. God damn it! But how is that working in the office? How is that? Going from a street dude. Because they don't know, but I know. But go ahead, break it down.
Office vibe, nice.
You like the office vibe?
Relax, it's cool.
You relax.
Okay. You
got a smoke room in the office.
You got a smoke room? Jeez Louise, I got to get signed to Atlantic. Somebody cut me a check.
Come to Atlantic, you want smoke?
I got to be
You do like the majors.
Let me tell you something about hip-hop offices and studios. A lot of hip-hop artists owe so much to offices and studios because we would hang out there just not to be on the street. Right. You know what I'm saying? Just not to be on the street. So I big you up. So Clark Kent, you all right, what do you enjoy more, producing or DJing?
DJing.
You said that very fast.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I enjoy DJing way better because it's instinct.
I was about to say that.
And he was a DJ first.
I was a DJ first. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been a DJ for a long time. Mm-hmm. Producing is cool. But for me to produce now, I have to be inspired, and there's so much that's not inspiring that I'd rather play the records than have to.
You think a DJ is always going to be a better producer than someone that wasn't a DJ?
I would like to hope so.
I would think so,
and I would like to say so. But Leon Ware wasn't a producer. I mean, wasn't a DJ.
Right.
Quincy Jones wasn't a DJ.
Right.
Pharrell's not a DJ, and Pharrell's
good point.
Top two, and he's not number two.
That's a good point.
And me and Pharrell got a record out.
Uno Mas.
Me and Pharrell got a record out. I don't know why. Shameless plug. I felt like Clark gave me the alley-oop. I just had to dunk it.
What's the remix? Otra vez?
Wait. Hold up. If you think about it, you gave Pharrell the alley-oop.
That's a fact.
I think y'all can make some noise for that. I think y'all can make some noise for that. Now, where's your favorite place to DJ at? Japan. I just feel like you're going to go say Japan. I don't know why.
I'm going to say any club that's full. I don't care where it's at. If it's full, I'm going to beat the club down.
Say that again? I'm sorry.
If it's full, I'm going to beat the club
down.
Bottom line.
So you ain't vibing with the three, if there's just three people in the room?
Now, if it's three people in the room, they're going to walk away and say, I did my thing. But if it's a club and it's packed, I don't care where it's at. It could be a hotel room. If it's packed, I'm going to murder that shit.
Wow. That's the real DJ shit. That's real DJ shit. Pop, you got to relax. So now, that's my friend. He from left rack.
He's from left rack.
I don't know if you know.
That's left rack right there.
I'm a little bit before his era, right? So my name is Poppy in left rack. So every time I come around, I make sure that he knows you're Little Poppy. You understand? He's my man, though. Now, it's no disrespect, but you know, I come first, you know. You still my nigga. I love you, man. Yeah, so listen, Tuma.
Yo.
Has an artist ever came up there, played you some shit, it was trash, and you had to tell them this is not going to happen?
No.
No?
No.
It's all good music?
No, it's not all good music, but you can't disrespect.
You can't disrespect.
Yeah, it's not about me. It's about the audience.
So let's say that it's not good, but... How do you approach that? It's not good.
Basic. If you like what mothers tell you, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
God damn it.
Yeah.
God damn it. God damn it. God damn it.
Yeah. Who raised you?
My mom. Yeah.
So, listen, buddy, come on, man. I'll get you a bottle. We got more gas up. Listen, yo, all right, cool. I don't even know what's going on. We out here. Clark is, see, everybody, listen, everybody who didn't drink that much before is drinking.
Stop it, Poppy.
Okay, cool.
Poppy, yeah. Stop it about the drinking.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
We got Ciroc for you. If you know, Ciroc is the best vodka on the planet.
I beat you last time.
Yes, you winning everything.
And we got DeLeon here.
And we got DeLeon, the ultra smooth tequila. Yeah, ultra smooth tequila. So we got more coming on right now. Moni Love, god damn it.
Oh, wow.
We got legends in the building. Moni Love.
Moni Love, make some noise! Yeah, let's do it. Holy moly, guacamole. And she looked younger and younger every
Moni
time.
Moni doesn't age at all.
Every time.
All right, where's all the ladies at?
Yeah.
Because we're about to have some ladies up here.
That's what's up.
We got Moni Love. And y'all really got to make some noise for Moni Love, okay?
Yeah, I
got to
take a
And Karen Sybil. Where's my girl Karen at?
Ladies in the building.
Oh, we taking over.
Damn, I got a question
creator,
immediately.
The Drink Champs logo is here.
Yo, thank you, my brother. Thank you. I got a question immediately. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Slow down, Nori. Let's let Karen get up here.
Okay,
hold on.
Karen, let's go.
This guy's not a gentleman at all.
Oh, shit.
Powerful people up here.
Let's let the women take over now.
Yeah, my brother.
Drink Champs needs it.
Yo, holy moly.
First of all, y'all got to offer them a drink.
Of course, please.
We have no chances.
TK Kirkland, who raised you? You got to offer the ladies a drink. You about to go somewhere else. Put that back. Put that back, TK. Come on.
And look at Eddie the Ass Eater over there.
That's Eddie the Ass Eater. That was an awkward time to bring him up. I'm going to be honest. It was an awkward time.
Come on, you guys. Who raised you?
Who raised him? That was an awkward time to bring that up. But listen, Moni.
Yeah, what you want?
I see that. I sent you with a Drink Champs shirt.
Okay.
She's always been repping.
But you definitely critiqued us about Amber Rose.
I did.
You did.
Because that was your first, right?
No, first female was Angela.
No, Angela.
Or it was tagged as the first.
People were saying that because she was the first by herself.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
and I was just like, really?
Right.
I think we had a conversation via text.
Oh yeah, we did. We went back and forth a bit, but right. Absolutely okay. Friendly. Uh-huh. But I was like, I don't know. I expected to see laughers.
Yeah.
Or, which we've been wanting to have.
Yeah.
Latifah on.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We wanted you on.
Of course.
We
I know, but I moved.
MC Light. We
Lauryn
wanted.
Hill.
I'm so
Lauryn
upset.
Hill.
Wait. Yeah. I need to allow everybody to understand this. This is my family. I lived in Miami.
That's right.
And this is my family. Right before you guys kicked off the podcast, I moved.
Yep.
And I was so upset.
Right.
So that's another reason why I rep you constantly.
Right.
You know?
Thank you,
her accent is still lit. And you looking younger and younger.
Yeah, tell
year.
That to my knees.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front.
Okay.
Yeah, my knees.
Because it's crack
city. That's all of our problems.
You and Pharrell drink the same water for some reason. So now, Karen.
Hi.
Being a powerful,
very
woman
powerful.
In hip-hop.
Yes.
How does that feel?
I mean, it's an incredible feeling. It's a lot of us now. It's not like it's like one or two. It's so many to choose from sitting here with Angela, who I can call
right.
a great friend of mine. So
right.
it's a lot of us. Toast to us. I don't even really drink like that, but I'm drinking here today with y'all.
Okay.
Karen felt comfortable. This Drink Champs. She understands the branding
right.
of Drink Champs means right. you got to have a drink. Okay.
So what's your favorite? You've been in hip-hop. I want to toss this question to both of y'all, right?
Okay.
Obviously, we're from different eras, all right? But what's your favorite era of hip-hop? And why? You can pick whatever. It doesn't mind.
I'm going to say I liked Wu-Tang. And Mobb like Deep.
So that's the 90s, yeah. Right?
That, early to mid-90s.
Look, because I'm from Brooklyn, so, you know, I used to have a good time listening to all of that. Even like Black Moon and everybody. Mm-hmm.
That was a great era.
That was a good era.
That's one of my favorite
and
eras.
And then why?
That was a
and
good
then
era. Why for you? Why would you say that?
I think for me, when I was listening to Wu-Tang, and it was so different from everything else that was out at the time. Because I went through the whole era, like the, I actually really enjoyed Moni Love when you guys were part of the whole
right Native before
Tongue. Yes,
we
Native
right,
Tongue
right before
Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul,
yes.
The whole Daisy yes. Age, I enjoyed yes. that a lot. It's hard to say because I think both those eras kind of like ran they both did. Those
no,
movements
you know
ran into
you touched on something so key right. so key honestly despite yep. the fact that my era was right before what you was just talking about, mm-hmm. right? And it kind of overlaps because those are like Nori, that's like my little brother. Black right. Moon and them, they're right. like my little brother. Right. Nas yep. and them, it's yep. like my little brother. Yep. We were before them, right? And despite the fact that that was my introduction into the US of A and into the music business.
Wow.
My favorite era is actually what you're talking about.
Mm.
For the simple reason that like, I appreciate other artists that were saying things that I wasn't necessarily saying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So lyrically, you're talking about.
Absolutely. Like, you put on M.O.P., right. you know what I'm saying?
It was grimy.
It was like, no, I love, and you put on Wu-Tang, I love the music, despite the fact that I'm Daisy Age and I'm Native Tongue, and I love that and I rep it, but I love to be able to go in a club and act like I'm getting ready to rob a liquor store.
God damn it, Moni Love.
Or something like, and that's what that did to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You put on Shook Ones, I still black out.
Don't put on Shook Ones right now.
Don't do it.
Slice somebody.
You know what I'm saying? So I totally understand what you're talking about when you talk about that specific era.
Right.
And we were dancing.
But I did love that Buddy remix.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fave.
I would definitely have to say for me, it's like the late 90s, early 2000s, because of what video music, like what the video music's meant to
I'm
us.
I'm sorry, you said like, early
2000s? Yeah. Like early 2000s.
Okay.
It's just like, just okay. what music videos was. We had 106 in Park, we had TRL and the things like that. And it's just like, they had the big budgets. Now,
huge
no offense.
It's
like the videos don't really mean this. It don't right. really mean the same thing anymore.
Right.
Half the
right.
time, I don't even know songs got videos.
Right.
Before, it's just like,
right.
Norris spent a million on a video, right?
He sure did.
Yeah. Hype Williams. Hype yeah. He got
I
me.
Well, Hype Williams and everybody met. It's just like, I just felt like hip-hop just felt like rock stars. So it was just an incredible feeling.
Yeah.
But as far as...
There was a lot of money flying around, right?
Yeah. Definitely. That was a big money time
big
in hip-hop.
Budgets.
For sure.
Definitely.
Definitely the big money time. And the era you guys are talking about is the quote-unquote golden era. But I
Absolutely.
Would,
that's
but
right.
Some people would argue that that's... The golden era could be whatever they thought was the best time.
I agree.
True.
So, I agree.
True. I
agree.
Can see that.
No more champagne? I agree. So now.
But wait. Andre Harrell is here, and he has something that he wants to say. He is actually wants to come up right now and interject and get in on this conversation.
On this conversation.
On this conversation.
Okay.
Because let's not forget. Right.
That's the big OG.
Yeah.
This is
Andre
the OG right here.
$1 on the video.
There's a lot of powerful people on this table right now.
Andre Harrell's an artist, too.
In a lot of ways, if it wasn't for him, like single-handedly, none of us would be here right now in a certain
talk
way.
Talk that talk, right.
I got to talk that talk.
Is my mic up, and I need a drink.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been working hard today.
Okay. Now, what?
I better say Ciroc and some champagne.
Is it shot time yet? I'm in.
Do we don't got shot glasses?
What do y'all want to talk about?
What's the best era in hip hop, according to you?
The best era is the 90s.
Woo!
The best era is the 90s. The best lyricists came from the 90s.
Okay, but when we say the 90s, are we saying early 90s or just the whole
90s? Yeah, early
period?
To mid 90s, late 90s.
You got to give it, you got to go from Rakim to Tupac to Nas to Jay-Z to Eminem. Like, you had so many great, to Outkast.
Mm.
You had so many great artists, so many fun artists, Brand Nubian. You had artists who had... De La Soul, Queen Latifah, you had some Fox Boogie. You had so many different ways we were hitting from.
Woo.
When you walked in the party, you didn't go to the booth in front and champagne up.
Right.
You walked straight into the club, straight to the dance floor.
Yes.
Wow.
was the difference.
Yes.
Wow. And you motherfuckers partied.
Do people dance
all
in the club
night,
anymore?
All night and got up to go to work on time.
I feel like people go to the club and stay at the table.
You know, they don't. No, not you. I'm just saying in general.
They do now. They sit on Snapchat.
Too, though. Yeah.
They sit on Snapchat. People be on Snapchat. It's not the same. It's not the same.
We sounding mad old up here.
I got a question. Why don't we party like we used to party? Why doesn't this generation party like that?
Because we don't want to be caught on social media looking crazy.
Is that it?
That might be.
I don't know. It's definitely not the same. And I'm the young not sure why.
Everybody thinks they're a star because of social media.
The young boys is on heroin
now. Too good to party.
Everybody's literally standing around.
They too good to party
really
now.
Not really doing much.
And bottle service changed things up too. Bottle service, you gotta get some bottles. It can't even just
nobody wants to go to the bar.
Let me pay $10.
Right. It feels like there's no more fans. Like everybody thinks they an artist themselves.
Yes, that is true. Everybody's a celebrity.
But what about the music? Is it the music that makes you not party like we used to party?
I think the music's still incredible. There's still songs out there that are popping, and then there's people just aren't really moving because it's more artists and influencers than they are fans. Because
they sure as hell dancing on social media to this motherfucker, but they're not dancing in the club.
That's a very good point.
But why do you gotta be a fan to dance to good music? Can't you just appreciate the music?
Well, you're a fan of it.
Yeah, you're a fan. You're a fan
of the music. Like music is like a soulful thing that you just appreciate past the ideology of being a fan. It makes you feel good.
That's deep, but I get that, but that's deep. But I think that could be fan to laymen like us.
Okay, I'm gonna let that go.
Do you think any of it has anything to do? I'm sorry, Angela, to interrupt you, but I'm asking you ladies also. Mm-hmm. Do you think any of it, the lack of partying, has anything to do with possibly the lack of venues to party? Because they've shut a lot of hip hop venues down. Not to say that there doesn't exist any, because there does, but
it's more like lounges and not clubs.
Yeah. Do you think that has to do with it too?
In LA, you definitely have your options of clubs, but the problem is, no offense, is the DJs aren't the best with the blends. You'll go from like a hot song, you feel in the moment, and then they'll just go to some techno song, and you're like, what the I can curse, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're like, what the fuck is this?
You can do whatever the fuck you want on here.
So it's like they're trying to cater to all the crowds as opposed to like, listen, I want to hear this 3 or 4 times like a Funkmaster Flex or somebody will do. They don't do that.
So maybe Serato messed it up because anybody could DJ.
Yeah, now everybody's a DJ. Right. Everybody's a DJ.
Oh, God.
You can just put some songs on your iTunes. You know, you can, no offense to the models, just take a few pictures and it's like, I'm DJ whoever now.
That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
Let's DJ, you get into DJ.
I still got my records, goddammit.
I got one. Why we got,
I ain't carrying them bitches no more.
On Drink Champs, this is our first time having 3 females.
Oh my God, it's overload, but it's great. Like, it's great. We
always have guys on the show, right? So let me just ask y'all a question.
No, the females want to know, can they smoke as well?
Of course. I didn't know the pastor.
That's what we're doing.
Thank God. So listen. As a man, sometimes we look at female MCs and we like why they can't get along. Like, why is it more... Oh, okay, go ahead.
You want to start down that
end? Karen works with Nicki Minaj. So
okay. So I don't necessarily think that's true, but the way we were raised and our mentality... Go back to some of your favorite shows. Like, when you think of girl cliques, there's always a smart one, there's a dumb one, and there's a follower. We were taught to believe... Yeah, okay. We were taught that there can only be one of a certain type and criteria. So now, you know, Nicki reigned for however long. Now we have options. It's not a bad thing. Like, I'm a fan of Cardi B. I'm a fan of Cash Doll. I'm a fan of Nicki Minaj. There's nothing wrong. There's men out here.
Should
can
be just
10,
as many
12.
Women artists
yeah, it
as
can
men
be
artists.
Just as many. We don't have to pit each other against everyone. Absolutely. And it's like, to me, media and society are creating those issues with like a Nicki and Cardi. They ain't got no beef at all.
It could be Instagram and social media creating those problems. Somebody says, like, "Oh, that's a subliminal." Somebody,
but
she
does
just
somebody
took a
benefit
shot.
From that? Does the label benefit from those beefs?
To me, sometimes, sometimes maybe like a network or something who'll get hype off of it. Say like now Nicki may not be winning award. Oh, we got a new winner. They get hyped. You get to see this person, and they continue that stereotype, which isn't fair. Like, why it should be more than one of us?
Absolutely.
In my opinion. I don't think that social media and stuff is totally creating issues between women. And I say this because I'm going to be 100% honest here.
Yeah.
We didn't all get along
Like, who created that myth?
You're saying women don't get along.
No,
period.
I'm talking about people like to always pin these girls nowadays, these female MCs nowadays, they're all catty against each other and this and that one don't like this one and this one's beefing with that one. And that didn't used to happen back in the days. Well, let me be the first to tell you that yes, the fuck it did.
Hey, Moni Love, who was beefing with you?
Yeah. Okay.
She got beef with somebody.
She wanted to get up her chest.
Listen, man.
Who was beefing, Moni Love?
Beef between people in general
it
is
happens,
not made up.
Of course.
It happens. Yeah.
Everyone doesn't have to like each other.
Exactly.
Granted, but exactly. We don't have to pretend it can only be one popping female.
Not at all.
Because right now on my iTunes, it's plenty of women out there who's killing it. And, right.
Absolutely.
And it's great that we have options.
Absolutely.
It's kind of because it's a smaller pool of women than men. So it really stands out when the women, we want to see that unity.
Right.
And we want to see them doing songs together.
Right.
Just like the guys do songs together. Yeah. We just have a smaller
pool. That would
be awesome. I'm just saying,
because awesome.
I can't let the cat out the bag. There are a lot of women who are getting ready to come out. They got collabs together. They're going to shut all
beautiful.
That nonsense and talk
so you think there's more women beautiful. Now than ever in the industry?
I can't really, like, we had Ladies Night. That record was,
right.
That
right.
was a moment. I don't know if we'll ever get something like that again. I never want to
so it's never
away.
Enough.
Okay.
It's, basically
but it's never okay. enough.
Right.
Can we agree to admit that right now, today, as far as being on the exact same plateau and level
yes.
of stardom with each other, it's not happening at
oh,
the exact same rate as it happened when I was putting records out.
That
because
I'll agree
I
with you on.
I would wind up on the same bill with Latifah. I would wind up on the same bill with a Rage and a Yo-Yo and a Light.
Oh, yeah,
and
we're not getting that. We're not getting, yeah, we're not
Oaktown 357. Like, we would all yeah. end up a lot of times on the same bills
but
with
it,
each other. And I'm not
goes,
seeing that happen
but
as
it goes
much.
Back to the catty bullshit where it's like, I don't want to open for this person. Who's going to close for this? I don't want to be on the same bill. We don't want to do this together. It's a lot of that inner
back
turmoil.
Back then, we
like,
just all wanted to get paid and be on the show. So but, we wasn't fighting about that. We was like, we could have been. Like, against each other. And to be quite honest, Angela, I'm going to admit it, right? As far as on the East Coast and me being prodigal daughter of the East Coast by way of England, considered New York, you know, we thought we was way better as far as lyric. The only West Coast chick that could fuck with us was Yo-Yo. We was looking
that.
At the rest of them girls
Rage,
like,
Rage.
Like, all y'all do is wear motherfucking spandex. Ooh.
That's okay. Get it, Moni.
All y'all do is wear spandex. I mean, I'm just being honest. That's where we were. Where
yeah.
we're at now with each other, Karen,
yeah.
is I have personally walked up to Sweet LD
yeah.
from Oaktown 357 and personally apologized for being a bitch
yeah.
back in the day because I was like, man, I spit lyrical fucking heat. You wear spandex.
But that's
you
dope
can't
to hear that from,
me.
You know, from
yeah.
you. Like,
you know what I mean?
To
and
apologize.
I
feel
like that's
right
there,
we had that.
That right there is growth. We're not going to get that, unfortunately, from a lot of women because it's like I had that hairstyle first.
Yeah.
I wore those jeans first. I wore the color green
right.
first. Everybody's like, I did it first. Me,
and now
me,
everybody
me.
Can see it, and I do
okay.
think that's a social media thing.
I got one
it
more
is.
Question. I got one more question.
Yes.
Right? For the whole panel.
Yes.
Us as hip-hop, we getting along. We love, everybody's getting, almost getting back to being happy, right? Because everybody, what do we need to do to squash Nicki Minaj and Remy Martin's beef?
Females. Andre Herrera. What do we need? Or it's never happened.
You know, I think that sometimes we have to realize there's bigger issues and tragedies in this world. And it's so much more important for us to at least attempt to be united. I think sometimes people have to have a conversation one-on-one without other people in the
involved.
Middle of it.
Right,
involved.
That's a good idea.
And at some point, somebody has to be the bigger person.
Right.
And reach out and the other person has to accept that. But I think it's hard when there's people like mediating and in the middle of it and
right, third
and
parties,
shit.
Egos yeah. and everything. But at the end of the day, they both get money. So
right.
They both get money. So
what happened?
He said something sexual.
Oh,
he just
terrible.
Took it there. Yeah.
What
no.
Did he say?
Come on, guys.
No.
All right, we said we got a little Harvey Weinstein.
Come on, man.
In the
get the fuck out of here with that. Come on, son. Come on, son. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah, who raised him, honey?
Who raised you?
Who raised you?
But Nori, I wanted to ask you, Nori. You witness a lot of beef between women. who are rap artists.
Yes.
So tell us some stories about that, because I know.
Oh, I have no stories.
Yes, you do.
Who you have beef with?
Are you lying? You lying?
Who did you have beef with? How did you fix
something.
It?
Let me tell you something about like when it comes to females. Mm-hmm. It's always been a touchy situation.
Why?
Like I'm just saying, like, you know, when I learned my lesson when I did a record called Bang Bang.
Okay.
Right. And on the record, Bang Bang.
I remember.
Who did I have on the record? I had Foxy Brown on the record, right? And Foxy came, and look, she was ready. Like, I'm talking about, she had 7 raps. Just like, you. How about this one? And we were all like, no. But none of us said, don't do it.
Okay.
And she got on the record, and she dissed Lil' Kim. And it was just... Although I had nothing to do with it.
Okay. You knew what it was, though.
It was your record, though, so technically...
That was my lesson I learned. Yeah. Now I know that even though somebody can get on your record and they can diss somebody else...
They feel like you're co-signing
it's almost like it's your beef, too.
Okay, so in hindsight, if you had that moment again, that same studio session, and you hear... She goes in the booth... And she spits a 16, and within the 16, she's dissing Kim. You going back there, what would you do?
And make it a bigger song. Okay.
But the thing
I was that age, and I would that same age, I would let her go. But the person now would be like, let's do another record.
But can I say this? Aren't you now messing with the artist's integrity? Like, this is how she spit her rhyme. That's like you going, nah, I don't want that. Spit something better.
Oh, but if a dude spat something whack,
no, but I'm just saying, it was a hard verse. So it's like, it's not whack. So how do I explain, yo, I don't want to be in the middle of your beef?
Yeah,
and XYZ, to me, it's nothing you really can't do.
It is.
Seen that
it
just happen, but like,
but the problem is, if you put somebody on a record and they diss that person,
you become
or any
a part
person,
of
you become a part of it. You become a part of it because you knew it. You mixed the record.
Right.
You knew, and especially so. I was doing the I said this story before. I was doing the correct thing. So I actually, because she dissed Puff on the record too. So I actually called Puff. And
you
I was like,
heads up.
I was like, yo, Puff. And he said, he flipped. I said, so you don't want me to put the record out? And he goes, nah, still get money, nigga. I said, oh, this nigga, it's raining. This is hard. Drink Champs never been rained out.
Wow.
This is hard.
Hey, give it up for the rain. Make some noise for the rain.
Make some noise for the fucking rain.
I don't think the camera guys are going to say that.
Yo, listen, I want y'all to know we don't do things like this. We can find audience and we go crazy. This is an audience that we don't know. We respect y'all. Thank y'all for coming out.
Love y'all out there.
I feel like we got to wrap it up. No? I got more time? I'm just saying, the rain. What's
raining?
Doing?
It's a rock.
No more
right
time.
Now.
It's raining. It's a rock. Yo, I want to thank everybody for coming, and we're going to all do this again, but we want all y'all individually by yourself. Pause.
Who
that ain't sound
you?
Right. That didn't sound right.
No, but, I'm going to come back.
So, yeah, that sounded wrong.
Yeah, that didn't sound right.
This was on my bucket list.
You know what
this
I mean?
This was on my bucket list, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. And we got mutual peoples that we got love for. So, and we're going to keep this going, man. Drink Chance. We got the bungalow. Okay, we're going to keep it smoking in there. My man, come over here. You had a question. You said something, and you did it respectfully, and I acknowledged you. But hopefully what you about to say is some smart is some good shit. Ladies Night.
Ladies Night, one of the biggest hip hop records, you said.
See, I knew what you were saying was smart. You did it respectful. I looked at you eye to eye, I knew you was a real man. You know what I mean? Word up. And we gotta wrap it up, right? Alright, cool. This is Drink Chance, motherfuckers. We got the bungalow. We're gonna smoke. We're gonna drink and we're gonna chill. Just gonna get out this rain. Because we're ladies and ladies care about their hair.
And make sure you get your cut. Who raised your CD?
Listen, we with ladies, and ladies care about their hair. You know how that go.
Yes.
So
thank you, ladies. Yes. Thank you, Angela.
Yes. Thanks, Nori.
Thank you. Thank you. Yo. Take the big bottle, y'all.
Before we get out of here, we just want to remind you that you can buy Drink Champs gear at your local DTLR store. So look up the store nearest to you. You can also buy Drink Champs gear and other merch at drinkchamps.com or 8and9.com. Check us on Revolt TV every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Then unedited audio drops Monday nights going into Tuesday at midnight. Then check for the unedited video Wednesdays on Revolt.tv, DrinkChamps.com, or you can go directly to YouTube. Look out for Nori's new food show coming soon, as well as a new project featuring the upcoming single Uno Mas, produced and featuring Pharrell. Check for my Coming Home documentaries, Coming Home Vietnam documentary right now, currently airing on Revolt TV, and coming soon, Coming Home Columbia. Follow us at Drink Champs on IG, Twitter, and Facebook, and Nori at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and me, EFN, at Who's Crazy on IG, and at DJ EFN on Twitter. And until next week, we out of here. Peace.